Well, Curtis, on the topic of rain, apparently the Capo Bianco brothers are looking at sneaking a rain machine into Yankee Stadium for tonight's World Series game. So, as should the Dodgers get ahead, they would make it rain.
I gotta tell you, I know I'm not a New York fan of any kind, but and somewhat protective of the fan base here. But if this was Boston, there would be editorials across the country forgetting about the election for a couple hours, demanding Fenway Park be razed and torn to the ground.
Yeah.
I've reached out to Austin Capobianco. He has a lovely wedding website. He got married in September. Seems like a nice guy. His wife's a nurse. Very happy family.
Oh, yeah. But she got herself a real gem, really.
This guy, I've watched a lot of baseball, Greg. I don't know. I used to work at Fenway Park. I've watched the team my whole life. I have never seen that in any game. I've seen Bartman. We've seen interference.
You've seen fan interference, which is somewhat, you know, unintentional, like trying to catch a baseball. I have never seen a fan in any sport attempt violently to interfere with the outcome of a sporting event. It is.
And every time I've ever seen a ball, a mitt, and a fan, the second the fan felt the player's mitt, there's an immediate recoil.
These two jackasses are literally trying to wrestle the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove.
They're holding his hand.
Yeah, flying open his glove and holding down his other his arms. Like, that is so crazy to me.
It's assault.
It is.
It's assault. I mean, if you're watching on Twitch, then I'm sure you've seen it at this point. We talked about it a lot this morning. Mm-hmm. But
were they hammered?
Probably. I mean,
that or they felt like, you know, like if you heard the broadcaster, like they were doing something to help the team.
Right.
It's just like
well, they think they're doing, yes. But like, who thinks that?
New York.
But at the other fans, if you're watching on Twitch right now, like, dapping them up.
Yeah, because they think that that's their way of helping the team.
Oh, the sunglasses. What a loser.
Yeah, who wears sunglasses at night? That is a great song, though, but nobody should be wearing sunglasses at nighttime.
And the other thing is, it's like, so I guess these guys are season ticket holders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seat probably, even though it was an elimination game, on the actual front row on the right field line at Yankee Stadium for a World Series must have been, they could have got $5,000 for that.
Yeah. Maybe they got money. You know, they ain't got money.
Oh, here is Mookie Betts on what happened.
What happened with that fan? That foul ball.
It's irrelevant. We lost. It doesn't matter.
Just how is that man feeling? Because it kind of looked like, from our perspective, that your wrist kind of went a little bit backwards.
No, I didn't even know he grabbed my hand. So, no, it's perfectly fine.
Was that about as aggressive as you've seen fans in all your time in the game?
When it comes to the person in play, it doesn't matter. We lost. It's irrelevant. I'm fine. He's fine. Everything's cool. And when you the game, we lost the game, and that's what I'm kind of focused on. We got to turn the page and get ready for tomorrow.
Mookie, were those guys there the rest of the game, or did they get thrown out?
I'm not sure. I didn't say look back over there.
Did you get hurt?
No, Mom, everything's fine.
Good Last answer.
Act.
Great answers. Mookie. Great answers.
Mookie Betts did more to defend Yankee fans than he did Red Sox fans. Holy hell! Yeah, if ever there was a time to be honest, my God, Mookie,
it's unbelievable. Like the entitlement. Like the fact that you're sitting there at a World Series game and think that it's okay to literally assault a guy to interfere with the outcome of a baseball game or any sporting event is nuts.
Courtney, be honest. Yeah. You've never met a guy that's worth talking to who had the hat on that way. The diagonal.
Never.
I mean, Wiggy did stick his foot out and try to trip Pat Connaughton the other night.
Well,
on the parquet.
That was on Courtney.
That was just being defending a colleague.
Did get the basketball after it came out of bounds.
Yes.
And I was able to pick it up. And what if I would have just took the ball and ran off with it? They'd have been like, don't worry about it. We got 50 other balls. Yeah.
Running is an interesting choice of words.
I could have light jogged.
All right, we're going to take a break. Speaking of basketball, we will talk Celtics on a Celtics Wednesday with Mego next.